and in the power of his might. Even when the devil choking you, they got old cartoons. One of the mechanics got in his bay. Where there's something, a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he had choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm pleading the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust his heart. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing, and when those finances are down, the Bible says we all you got to do is call, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can come bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose, I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it, but the Bible, as old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But there's a God that told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody want to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come into church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there. I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they bind in the services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Get anybody to see that? Glory to God. They watched them for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill them. Because that day they stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible says on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down. The city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you see, that's why the Bible says again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers, them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina. Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You know, there are some things in life that you just need to let go of.
Let it go. kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your
the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and
for the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes,
you've been building
your kingdom. Oh yes. Listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for the mothers are going to pray your
kingdom down. You know what? Listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Listen, but the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
In tough, trying, turbulent times. There's trouble and problems everywhere we go. It's trouble in the finances. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now a 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives, and sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we gonna make it out of this mess? All of us have asked that proverbial question, how am I gonna make it? How am I gonna get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words: the just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of every... Oh, come on, somebody. I dare you to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen by faith. Oh, come on, let's pray the Lord. It's gonna happen by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on. Yeah. All you need is just a little. All you need is just a little. Come on, that's it. Hey, I see.
I see. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building, I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind. I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say. He said it was. I'm
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.